Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and
hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, continual coverage of the big story this week. Ron Paul, hands down, winning the last two Republican presidential debates, winning not just in the polls, but in the amount of media coverage and controversy. Visited Austin last night for a big fundraiser. Around 1,000 people showed up, close to 800 tickets sold, around 200 guests. I didn't go. I didn't want to become a distraction, but I did send my camera folks, and they did get an interview with Ron Paul, also asked him some questions during the press conference, and we got his speech, which hasn't been aired yet. We're going to air a large portion of his 18-minute speech that he gave coming up near the end of the show in this hour. I know I haven't gotten your calls yet because there's an unusual amount of news today, but I will get to Lee and Mark and others that have been holding like real troopers here. Most of you have dropped off. Here's the number. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. 877-590-KLBJ, 877-590-5525, or locally 836-0590. Did you go to the event? I mean, this is exciting. Normally I say, you know what, presidential elections are a distraction. Bob Dole versus Bill Clinton, no real difference. Or even George Bush Sr. versus Bill Clinton. They're both globalists. Or it was going to be Rudy Giuliani versus Hillary. I'd say, who cares? Focus on governors and county commissioners and dog catchers, you know, the state level, the city, the county. That's where you can have a real effect. School board. That's where good people can still have an effect. The presidential level, it's all bought and paid for. But Ron Paul has such a great history, so many people grassroots behind him, that he could get the Republican nomination. He could make Ross Perot look weak. He could come from nowhere, though, not as a third party, but as a Republican dark horse. He could be that wild card, and it's showing in every major poll now. This is history. We've got to give it our best shot, and it's just so exciting to see a real Republican, a real conservative, challenge the people that have hijacked the party and given it a bad name, and not just given the party a bad name, given America a bad name. We've gone just in the last 10 years, because Bill Clinton was a big part of that too, from being one of the most loved countries in the world to being the most hated. I think only North Korea is ahead of us as being seen as the world's greatest danger. And I don't like what's happening in our name, but there's a lot of twisting going on. Ron Paul, though I love him, hasn't said that 9/11 is an inside job. In fact, 2 years ago he came out and said that he thought there wasn't evidence of that. Now he's changed and said, yeah, there is some government-sponsored terror, and given historical examples. Gulf of Tonkin, Mossadegh 53 in Iran, Ardennes in Cuba. Ardennes with Guatemala in 54. He's talked about that on my show. He's talked about it right here. But he has not said it's an inside job. He was saying what the CIA's reports, whitewash reports, what the 9/11 Commission report said, that the military occupation clearly has stimulated terrorist attacks. And clearly there are some real terrorists, and it does stimulate that. The Pentagon's own plan, P2OG, says, we're going to go over there, attack them, make them stimulate attacks, quote, as a way to expand the war and as a pretext to stay in the Middle East. I mean, that's a pro-neocon paper, and it's $6 plus billion in federal funding every year in the Pentagon to carry out Operation P2OG. Google it, P2OG. So they come out and they lie about him. And it blew up in their face, and their attempt to set him up blew up. But here is the clip that was misfiring earlier. We're going back to the old analog here with the CD. Just the last few minutes, a few days ago, of them trying to demonize him with John Gibson or whatever his name is on Fox television. Here it is.
Ron Paul really has no business being on stage as a legitimate representative of Republicans, because the 9/11 truth virus is something that infects only a very small proportion of people that would identify themselves as conservative or Republican. And as you say, John, this is far more prevalent, this strain of 9/11 truth or virus, on the left and in much of the mainstream of the Democrat Party, as that Rasmussen poll showed.
Why? Why do 35% of Democrats believe it, and I think it's another 26%
haven't quite made up their mind about it.
Well, I think part of it is what Charles Krauthammer has famously called Bush derangement syndrome. I think that pathology has
hit pause. We're going to continue in a minute. Notice they always try to make it left-right. Oh, it's the leftist. Oh, it's those crazy. No, actually, it's the left. The Nation magazine and Democracy Now and the London Guardian that has attacked myself, Rolling Stone. The left is virulently against 9/11 being an inside job. Okay, they love the government. The government's their savior. I mean, remember Bill Clinton using terror, clearly involved in the OKC bombing. Don't forget that, conservatives. Most conservatives, when polled, believe that Clinton was behind that, and you're right. But when Bush is in power and it happens, oh, it's impossible. Bush is a complete puppet. I'm not saying Bush carried out the attacks, but the military, big pharma, media complex. The farm banks that own our country. Look at the shareholders of these companies. They're the ones that did this. They wrote white papers saying, we need terror attacks to be able to get our empire going. They said, we need to stage terror attacks. We have official U.S. government plans to do it, declassified. I mean, of hijacking jets by remote control and flying them into things. Bombing D.C., committing sniper attacks, committing staged mass shootings. That's all in Northwoods. Google it, ABC News, Baltimore Sun. But that was out in 2000. All right, folks, and there's a bunch of admitted cases of this. And so they always make it about the left. Oh, the left, the left. Hey, Malkin, Fox News contributor, Ron Paul and Alex Jones and other real conservatives, paleo conservatives, we're not consulting for Hillary's campaign like News Corp. We're not having fundraisers for her where she raises $25 million at a pop. So shut up. I mean, Bill Clinton was just hanging out at a steakhouse having dinner with Rush Limbaugh. I've had enough of it. I don't vacation with Bill Clinton like Bush Sr. I don't call him a surrogate son like Barbara Bush does. Okay? It's staged, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not part of that. I'm not the one tripling the size of the BATF like Bush did. As NRA board member Congressman Bob Barr said on my show a few months ago that Bush has been more anti-gun than Clinton. You just haven't known about it because they've had a cloaking device. It's called camouflage. Have you figured out? The New World Order poses as liberals and conservatives. They're globalists. They must be stopped. Finish up the clip, please, quickly, before we go to break. Let's finish the clip.
Why did 35% of Democrats believe it, and I think it's another 26%, haven't quite made up their mind about it?
Well, I think part of it is what Charles Krauthammer has famously called Bush derangement syndrome. I think that pathology has taken hold among many Democrats who would consider themselves mainstream. So anything that they could do to suspect or blame him for America's problems, and particularly the terrorist attack, they're willing to believe. I think a lot of it is just plain ignorance. And then there's a, you know, paranoid strain on the left. I talked about this in my book Unhinged, of tinfoil hat wearers who indulge in this kind of fantasy where America bears the blame for global jihad.
You know, Michelle, Rosie talks about this stuff all the time on The View. And The View has a large audience. Would this notion be as prevalent as it is if there weren't prominent people like Rosie, Charlie Sheen, and others constantly talking it up?
Well, they certainly do bear blame for mainstreaming it. Rosie O'Donnell and Alec Baldwin and Charlie Sheen, I believe. But it's there on the internet, and these people are absolutely rabid, and they are impervious to reason or logic. And it's great that we have magazines, publications like Popular Mechanics that are out there slogging every day. There are a lot of blogs as well that have been debunking a lot of these 9/11 conspiracy theories. This war is going on places like YouTube and in social networking places, but I think it's incumbent on mainstream news outlets to debunk these people, and I don't think you see nearly enough of that outside of Fox News.
Part of this 9/11 truth movement says that...
When we get back, we'll finish the last little part of this. We were playing more in the clip than I intended, but when we get back, we'll finish up where they attacked me and Ron Paul. And then we'll go to your calls, I promise. Okay? At 877-590-5525, 836-0590 locally. And we'll continue, and then we're going to play some of the speech from last night, Ron Paul, here in Austin, Texas. The website's offprisonplanet.com. You can watch the speech he gave on my website and the press conference on prisonplanet.com right now. We'll be right back.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
And I don't think you see nearly enough of that outside of Fox News.
Part of this 9/11 truth movement says that the United States attacked the Pentagon with missiles, that a plane did not hit it. I have never been able to understand how the 9/11 truthers then explain where is American Flight 77 and where all those people. Have you ever heard them try to explain that?
You know, I try not to spend too much time in these cesspools, but it is worth taking a visit to places like, you know, these WTC7 sites and Students and Scholars for Truth. And I note that Ron Paul has basically allied himself with these people. He appears with Students for Truth on campus, and he's appeared on radio shows like 9/11 Conspiracy Nut Alex Jones. And I would hope that that would disqualify him the next time around from appearing on stage with other Republicans.
We shall see. Fox News contributor and syndicated columnist Michelle Malkin. Be sure to check out MichelleMalkin.com.
Yeah, that's right. Well, be sure and go hear a phony conservative that's there to neutralize you and ensure that we don't actually save the country and that we just blindly believe that it's really a fight between Republicans and Democrats up there. Let me give you a little news flash. It's a military-industrial complex, as the head of the Naval War College says, that works for foreign corporations. I've seen presentations on C-SPAN with the head of the Naval War College, their top futurist, admitting they work for a, quote, New World Order. Okay, and I'm not saying our average troops are bad. I'm saying the system is being taken over. It's been taken over. And, by the way, Popular Mechanics is the name of yellow journalism, literally. You know the joke where they say in the dictionary, next to the word ugly, there's a picture of you. Well, in the dictionary, literally, in the encyclopedia next to the word yellow journalism, it says Hearst Publishing Popular Mechanics. And by the way, Michael Chertoff's family wrote the piece. His cousin wrote it and admitted it, and it all got blown open, and they lied about a bunch of stuff, or they found kooks out there in the movement and debunked what they said, or they lied and said other things. And now they've been debunked completely. But again, they know the average. I mean, I've got a major newspaper here saying there's no such thing as a North American Union when I have the four-year documents released from the SPP meetings saying it's a North American Union. They just lie. It's like they say this is an amnesty, and now leaked sections of the bill. Now, there's old versions out there, but the new bill, AP reporting it secret, they're going to supposedly vote on it Monday, and they're just saying it doesn't exist. Let's go to calls. Lee, Mark, Jack, Rodney, and others. Let's go ahead and go to Lee. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Thanks
for my call.
Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Now, the reason why I called is because I came across this directive released by the White House called the National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive. It's NSPD 51, HSPD 20. And essentially what this thing does, from my analysis of it, it looks like that it gives the president all his powers over the legislative judicial branch.
Yeah, it's total martial law, and then Bush enacted that last year with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, literally openly funding and setting up martial law and saying he's above the governors, the legislatures, even the state guards. And then with the Military Commissions Act, it's torture and secret arrest and strippage of citizenship from citizens in secret and torture until death under the Gonzales and John Yoo memos. And then if you elaborate and expand under PDD 60 that Clinton signed that Bush forwarded and continued, we will also accept a first nuclear strike before even retaliating, which will mean we're totally wide open. So the borders are open. We're open to nuke attack, but PDD 51 and PDD 25 are enforced for martial law.
Well, actually, this is a new directive. This is released May 9th, 2007.
Well, they've reissued it, so that's what I'm saying. They continually reissue, sometimes every 4 years, sometimes every year.
Yeah, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I did write an analysis on it, and it got around 4,000 digs on dig.com. So.
Well, do me a favor. Send that over. Good job. Yeah, that's hundreds of times better than the Drudge Report. Send that over, for those that don't know what dig is, send that over to Aaron at InfoWars.com, two A's, Ryan at InfoWars.com, Watson at PrisonPlanet.com, and we'll make sure that your story gets up.
Sounds good. Thank you.
God bless you. Now, I'm fully aware of PDD and what it's doing. It's very, very serious. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on the air. Welcome.
Well, Alex, first-time caller. I've been a long-time listener. I've watched a lot of your documentaries, and you do an amazing job. Really to be commended for everything you've done.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I wanted to touch on a couple of things real quick here. One of them, website narconews.com. Venezuela accuses the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency of being a drug cartel. I'm just going to go over some quotes.
Well, I mean, forget. Well, I mean, why go off what Chavez says? The head of Latin American military task force. Number two to the drug czar was caught shipping in masses of cocaine and heroin. They're constantly catching them. I probably interviewed 20 top or more CIA officers who were there loading the cocaine and heroin. And Bill Clinton was there, and Bushes were driving around. And this is just in MENA. Best-selling books have been written. Esquire magazine, DEA bus C-130s. It's U.S. troops with CIA backing, unloading it. Our government ships in over half of it. The rest of it's certified cartel. They have GPS-controlled planes that spray by GPS one field in Colombia or Nicaragua or El Salvador or Guatemala or Colombia or Peru, and they won't spray the field right next that's owned by the general. So you got certified drug cartels that ship it in, pay their cuts of around 30 points to the banks to launder the money. That's the tax, but that's only about 45%. The rest is brought in by our government. A very small percentage brought in by others. And most drug enforcement is actually against the drugs they don't control. And then on the other side, they're pushing legal drugs whose molecular makeup is even more toxic than naturally occurring different types of narcotics and opiates, like the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are in hallucinogenic category.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention, I urge all your listeners to look this up on the internet. I don't think it really overall. There's not really a lot of attention paid to this because it's not like a huge issue to a lot of people. But go ahead and look up the Intellectual Property Protection Act of 2007 that Alberto Gonzalez helped push through.
Yeah, it says if you think about infringing on a copyright, 10 years in prison, and what is it, $500,000 fine?
I'm not sure.
I read that a few days ago. I read the actual bill. I'm going from memory on that, yeah.
So, yeah, if you attempt to commit copyright infringement, it's now a felony.
And that means downloading music, and I appreciate your call. But they're not going to get away with that. Listen, the new economy isn't building cars and computers and happy families. It's prisons everywhere, mindless brainwashed cops with tattoos all over them, with shaved heads wearing body armor, okay, with Mexican troops running around. By the way, I have Boston Globe, Christian Science Monitor, and AP. They're going to hire Mexicans to be our police now, okay, and our military. It's already been happening. Okay, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, we're so far gone, you can't even begin to imagine it. But you keep saying it can't happen here. Rodney in Texas. Go ahead, you're on the air, sir, in Austin.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you a couple of things that I heard in that little excerpt that you played from Michelle Malkin. You know, she keeps...
The liberal, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she keeps using the word debunk. Well, to me, that's just code for we want to censor their First Amendment rights so that they can't make any kind of reply to all the evidence that you...
That's right. It's buzzwords. Who cares if Lawrence Livermore Laboratory says the single bullet's impossible? Who cares if top FBI labs say it? Who cares if all the facts and eyewitnesses say it? We'll just say it's a grassy knoll. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to come back to you, Rodney, in the next segment. I'm going to take three or four more calls. Then I got to hit all the drills they're doing, putting guns to kids' heads, unannounced, and brainwashing them. I got to get into the foreign troops, New World Order quotes, and part of Ron Paul's speech last night here in Austin, Texas. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I just typed in Presidential Directive 51. I'm on the whitehouse.gov. National Security, Homeland Security, Presidential Directive. This happened a few weeks ago. It really did just reauthorize things that happened in the past, but it expanded it for the shadow government. The Washington Post even reported that it was the setup of the shadow government. Hope you all feel safe, because in this new shadow government, foreign groups are a big part of your new freedom. Oh, boy. Let's go back to Rodney in Austin, Texas. Go ahead, Rodney. Finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, I was also going to add just two more brief auxiliary pieces of information. Lindsey Graham at the top of the news hour was booed yesterday at one of his... he was booed by his constituency. And today, instead of being sensitive to his constituency, he says, I'm going to fight them tooth and nail over this thing with illegal immigration. And it's just like your interview with Aaron Russo Friday or Thursday, where he said these people, they see the finish line and they're racing madly to
get. Yeah, I mean, all over the country, foreign toll companies come in literally by the legislatures, but then the legislature fights it and they go, look, it's a secret. The people, the government can't even know what the agreements are. It's the same thing on this new bill for total amnesty. Thank God four senators have leaked it, that it's called a Z visa, an unlimited total visa. Don't have to leave the country. Can bring 11 of your family members in. It allows unlimited worker visas. If the Fortune 500 request you come, it's the end of America.
Yes,
these people are protesting in our streets with foreign flags saying this belongs to Mexico. Get them out of here. Don't arrest Americans when they protest them back peacefully. It's disgusting.
And finally, this is just auxiliary information that you covered a few months back about the Chinese, how they take dead bodies and and use parts, you know, for a...
Well, they exsanguinate them. They suck them dry and all the collagen and all the skin and the parts before they die. They kill you and the body's still cooling and they're taking it. But they keep you alive while they take the organs. They have 24 mobile execution vans in every one of their major cities per city. Source on that, BBC. And they just drive around murdering people all day. That's why they're the New World Order model.
Well, right here in our own country, Friday's edition of the Kansas City Star reported that in Rochester, New York, they caught several funeral home directors stealing body parts off of dead bodies without the family's permission and using them to make profits, selling them, you know, for dental surgeries and things like that. And they had made multi-millions of dollars.
Rodney, I didn't see that, but I know they've been stealing corneas all over the country. My dad's a physician, oral surgeon, dentist, and I was going in for surgery when I was 16. Before that, I was going to get my driver's license. I was 15, you know, going to get the hardship license. He said, don't sign the organ donor card. And I said, why? He goes, I've worked in a lot of hospitals, son. Don't sign it. And later in life, I asked why, and he goes, well, it's well known they kill people at quite a few of these hospitals. And I didn't believe him, because you're a teenager. You don't believe your dad. Yeah, and he done a lot of trauma at hospitals, people in car wrecks for their jaws and stuff. And later, it was a 60-minute special. I'll never forget. We'd moved to Austin. I was in college. I was watching 60 Minutes with my grandfather and grandmother in South Austin on their couch. And my grandmother's still alive. God bless her. Now a great-grandmother. My grandpa, though, passed 5 years ago. Love him so much, but never mind. Point is, I'm sitting there watching it, and they admitted hospitals around the country killing people for their organs. I mean, no, they wouldn't. There's no bad people. Everything's fine.
You know, my whole life, like, I always told my family, like, you know, if ever something happens to me, they can donate my organs, but something always kept me from checking that box on that application there.
Well, I mean, it's a great thing. I mean, you know, my grandmother died a few years ago. On the other side, she gave her body. My grandfather gave his body. But, you know, the thing is that's fine. It's not bad. The problem is they take anything good and ruin it. By the way, there's a big push to take people's organs we kill, which then sets the precedent.
It's just one step after another.
The government loves you, Trey. Just learn to worship them. I got to move really quick now, and all these calls are so great. We had calls about Ron Paul, but they all hung up. So I go to Jack, John, Ellen, Chris. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to a woman. We haven't talked to any women yet. Ellen in Montana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for taking my call. Earlier you mentioned Bill Maher. And I know that he had Ron Paul on a few weeks ago.
Yeah, about a month ago, and he attacked Ron Paul, and he got blown out of the water, and now he says he's sorry, and he's going to have him back on.
Oh, yeah, he's his hero. I watched his show Friday night, and I think if anybody missed it, they really should see it, because this is the audience that we have to get to. Bill Maher has a big audience. I think he's not a libertarian. I think more or less he's definitely a liberal.
Well, I mean, let me just jump in. The reason I jump in is there's key info I want to add before I forget. Bottom line, I've looked at the political horses. Hillary's going to win if it's any other Republican. Only Ron Paul can beat Hillary. Republicans have blown their name, blown their constituency. A bunch of Democrats will vote for Ron Paul who don't like Hillary because she's a warmonger. A bunch of Republicans will vote for him. He can win if they just stop trying to censor him and let him become popular. Go ahead.
Okay. And, well, anyway, I think anybody who missed that show Friday night should see it. I think a good part of it was also when Ma had Chris Dodd and he interviewed him. And he basically gave Dodd hell. Because Dodd was saying, he asked him about Ron Paul, and Dodd said, oh, no, you know, he took the stance of the Republicans.
Yeah, they keep calling him because they're circling the wagons. They're all on the same team. That illusion is now disappearing. Oh, in fact, you can go watch the Bill Maher piece at PrisonPlanet.com right now. It's up on YouTube. We have a link to it on the main page. And, yes, I did see it. She's absolutely right. Thank you so much for the call, Ellen. You're absolutely on target. And, Ron Paul, again, ladies and gentlemen, is the only candidate that can beat Hillary, period. You want Hillary Clinton? Don't vote for him. But they keep calling him a second-tier candidate. He is a first-tier candidate. He's won all the debates, in the polls, in everything. That's why they're scared to death of him and censoring him. You know, they don't censor the other little patriot news sites and websites. They censor Prison Planet, folks. They censor InfoWars. There's a reason, because we're having an effect, and they better be scared. Michelle Malkin and all these phony conservatives better be scared, because we're going to take this country back, and the traitors are going to get in some serious trouble. Let's go ahead, and those that call for banning free speech are going to get in serious trouble. That's called treason. Let's talk to John in Livermore, California. You're on the air. Welcome, John.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
All right. There's this website called USAElectionPolls.com. Have you heard of that website?
Yes, and they're not listing Ron Paul.
Yeah, well, they actually, it looks like they're writing an article that's complaining, like on our side, saying there's only five polls out of 32 that it doesn't list Ron Paul, and they got them at 1%.
I've actually got it. Let me dig it out. Keep going.
Yeah. And it says Ron Paul is scooted from home state, 1%, and he's not even listed in the Texas polls. And I'm really concerned. I know you're concerned about it.
No, that's how they're doing it, is they're not listing him in the polls so they can say he isn't in the polls. In Texas, he won by 67 points in the election 2.5 years ago. In the last one, in a new district gerrymandered against him by Tom DeLay by design, he won by 64% in a predominantly black liberal district.
Yes.
Ron Paul's winning in black liberal districts. And he's got conservatives behind him. He's the dream candidate.
It's unbelievable. They got Newt Gingrich listed with 26 polls, and he's not even pledged to run yet.
I know they won't. In fact, I've got the analysis from PrisonPlanet.com here, and it's from USElectionPolls.com. What we do is advertise all the news there, and it says pollsters censoring Ron Paul from the states he would do well in statistical analysis. He's being censored everywhere. Listen, we were being censored at the Bob Bullock Museum last night. They were telling the number one station in town, KLBJ, they couldn't go live from there. They were telling national TV they couldn't come in. Finally, they capitulated and let them in. But the point is that this is what they, and anybody else can go in there. I've been there at other events. Here's the deal. I got loaded phone lines. I got news about Mexican police to patrol the U.S. I got news about human-animal clones, London Guardian. I've got news on Gordon Brown, the next to be prime minister, calling for one world government. I got teachers staging fake gun attacks on children. I've got just government gone crazy, and I got the Ron Paul speech I want to play. I got to decide what I'm going to do here. Final segment, straight ahead. Stay with me. I'm Alex Jones.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
I'm not going to have time to get into the Seattle newspapers and others. What's this other one? The St. Louis Post-Dispatch, saying there's no such thing as a New World Order or global government or North American Union, but there'll be an article out in the next few days on the sites on that. More hybrid embryos, get the go-ahead, human-animal embryos for research. Even if you're just not even ethically against that, the scientists are concerned about the rise of different types of viruses. Very serious. But let me just cover this, jam a few calls, and then play part of Ron Paul's speech from last night. You can watch the rest of it up at prisonplanet.com, where it is. Santa Fe Police Department looking into hiring Mexican nationals. Associated Press, the Santa Fe Police Department is considering the possibility of recruiting Mexican nationals to fit vacant police jobs. Because it says they got to have people 20 to 25. You got to have people that don't ask questions and will violate the Constitution. Why don't hire some 30, 40-year-old people? They need jobs. Oh, no, no, no. We got to have young people with them. I heard Fox News earlier on the radio say, call us civilians again. Police responded to the civilians. The government's civilian, too, unless you're under martial law, which we are under. See, these things mean things. These words mean things. When the mayor calls us civilians, shut up, you scumbag, all of you. You work for us. It's not a military dictatorship, even if you claim it is. I'm sorry. You know, I could spend all day on the Mexican police. We already have them here, folks. Seven towns in South Texas, El Cenizo, one of them, fly the Mexican flag, no English allowed. That was in the news 10 years ago in the San Antonio Express News. Oh, my God. U.S. military recruiting foreigners, the numbers grow. We're done with that. I look at this. Teacher staged fake gun attack on kids. This was earlier this week in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Staff members of elementary school staged a fictitious gun attack on students during a class trip, telling them it was not a drill and that they were going to die, that it was an attacker coming to kill them. And then the armed man in a mask tried to get in the door. The students screamed and cried. They were in the elementary. That's Associated Press. You can go read the rest of it. Just type into Google, teacher stage fake gun attack. Then I got another one here, teachers and students panicked by fake gun drill at school. This out of Phoenix, Arizona, but this time they had students with four fake guns saying they were going to kill everyone, and people passed out, pooped themselves. It's a regular deal. This is mind control. This is all federally funded, and they always tell them, this is Christians, this is homeschoolers. We're here to kill you. It's all to demonize guns and train people to lay prostrate before the police. This is federal brainwashing. And it's completely and totally criminal, but they're setting the precedent to be able to do things that are this criminal in your face. All right, I'm going to accelerate quickly through calls, folks. You've only got about 30 seconds or so apiece because I've got to get to Ron Paul, Jack, John, Chris, Daniel, and others. Let's go to Jack in Springville, Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, go ahead.
I just got a bullhorn last night, and I was thinking about going to Congressman Dennis Morris' house and protesting outside.
Yes, that's what I've done. That anyone who's for the amnesty bill, Lloyd Doggett, Michael McCall, right here in Texas, anybody around the country, you go protest their houses. And then we've done that, and I don't care if it's just you and five friends, it's your right. Let the cops arrest you. You're going to own their houses.
So, but I don't have them enough people that can go with me.
Just make sure it's you or two or three of your buddies, and that's somebody down the street with a video camera when they try to stop you in your First Amendment. You go out there and you let these pieces of trash that want to have blanket amnesty and literally break the back of this country. We cannot survive another amnesty. It's part of the NAU plan to flood us with foreigners. It's in the official declassified SPP documents. Judicialwatch.org. Go ahead.
I'm going to put it up on my website, evolutionofdeception.com.
Good. Put it up there and you go protest them. Let's go ahead and talk to John in North Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. 2 points here. First one, you as many others like myself are tired of getting our First Amendment rights and due process trampled. What you need to do is get a hold of Randy Kelton in Boyd, Texas. The public officials all know about him. They're scared to death of him because he used the grand jury to get them in line.
Well, grand juries and juries are important. And you're right. We need to get into jury nullification and learn that we're the bosses, we're the sovereigns, it's government servants, not officials or authorities. We're not civilians. I mean, again, TxDOT tells the legislature you can't share our agreements with foreign companies. Turns out when we get the documents, they're not putting any money in. We're paying for the roads they're building, handing it to them, $200-plus billion in profits they'll make just on phase one the next 15, 20 years. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just highway robbery. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Toronto. You're on the air from Canada. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
We're watching closely up here. I just saw yesterday, I was really surprised, the front page National Post says, why is Al Gore's film being shown in schools everywhere when even the experts agree that global warming is a big controversy?
Global warming is not man-made, and thank God for it, or we'd be entering another ice age. I've done massive research, top Nobel Prize winners. They claim every scientist agrees. They lie and put them on that UN report. Carbon dioxide is what plants breathe, and they put out higher oxygen. It is not a pollutant. It's a global tax. It's in the SPP, North American Union documents. That's why the St. Louis Post-Dispatch says it doesn't exist. It's a big part of their agenda. Last caller, Daniel, in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I was wondering, what can an average, everyday person with no college education do to fight against the things that are going on now?
Okay, you go get the articles, you go to the SPP documents, and you read the thousands of pages, and you find the little quotes where they say, keep it secret, North American Union, set up a carbon tax, hype fake global warming. You take screenshots of that, you write little blurbs on it, you upload it to message boards 4 or 5 times a day. You get my film, Terror Storm, for free off Google Video, and you burn copies of it to disk with the download function, and you give it to people. And you have faith in yourself and believe in yourself. Who cares if you don't have college? Bill Gates doesn't. Rush Limbaugh doesn't. Most of the Fortune 500 CEOs don't. Nothing bad with college. It teaches you how to go have a middle-level job. Most people in real power positions didn't go to college, didn't finish it. College teaches you how to work as a cog, not to be a leader. Not knocking college. I'm just telling you the facts of life. So don't you ever feel like you don't have worth because you didn't go to college. We're going to just take the show out here with Ron Paul. When it ends. We only have time to play about 4 or 5 minutes of the 18-minute speech he gave. I'm sorry. I wanted to take calls to get to the news, but it'll all be up on PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget my film Terror Storm is in stores nationwide for the next month. Then it's gone, and second edition will be in stores nationwide. But get Terror Storm or watch it free at Google Video. But if you want to support us, get Terror Storm at stores nationwide or at Infowars.com. It is the history of government-sponsored terror. Here's Ron Paul last night. Just a short snippet of his speech he gave with a crowd of close to 1,000 people. Here it is.
You know, isn't it strange? Let's for a minute assume, which it shouldn't be too great of an assumption, that I defend the Constitution more so than the rest of us. But isn't it interesting also that the establishment figures the one who most defends the Constitution has to be eliminated from the debates? What's going on in this country? You know, I'm not going to ask, but I do know that there are a few people in here who are not traditional Republicans. Some are call themselves independent. Some call themselves libertarians. Some call themselves even Democrats. There may be some Democrats here. Now, the art of politics is to bring people together. It's not to be divisive. When you're running for an office, if you're overly pure in the sense of, you have to agree A, B, C, D, you have to bring coalitions together. There's no doubt about it. And there are several groups of people that make up an electorate that I think are important this time. I think at the top of the list of the people who are looking for leadership in this country today are dealing with the complications from a very, very flawed foreign policy. If we look at what happened in the election last year, I think the message was loud and strong that they're sick and tired of the consequences of the foreign policy that we have, and they're looking for something new and different. And, quite frankly, anybody on the Democratic side that really has answered the call to come around and have a different foreign policy, because it looks to me like it's more of the same thing. I think that issue brings a lot of people together. All the various political factions will come together, and right now it looks like probably about 70% of the country is now looking for a different policy, especially in the Middle East, and readjust that. On economic policy, it is something that if you ask almost 100% of the Americans whether they believe in the free enterprise system, you know what? Most Americans believe in the free enterprise system. Too often what happens is, yes, I believe in free enterprise for myself, but for everybody else, but I like special privileges for myself. So, but to really believe in free enterprise, you have to believe in market competition for everybody, and nobody gets subsidies.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Maybe next week I'll get some of the highlights of it and play the rest of it. But thank you for joining us today, to all the affiliates across the country, from upstate New York, Norfolk, Virginia, to sunny Southern California, to right here in Austin, Texas, to the Global Shore.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.